Okay, so here's a question from somebody very depressed after the election. And he asked, look, I've been studying objectivism and history and economics, all these humanities topics for years, for 20 years, with the hope that I can then help promote rational ideas out there in the culture. And I've really enjoyed doing this. He says, but now the culture has turned so much to the worst, there's no chance, there's no hope. Should I continue studying these topics? I mean, what's the point of trying to change the culture? It's hopeless.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's hopeless yet.
I still think that as long as there are good people like this questioner, there is hope. As long as we have free will and free speech, there is hope. So one is I haven't given up yet, and I don't think it's time to give up, and I encourage you guys not to give up.
And what's the alternative? What does giving up mean? What are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do with your life? Are you going to live in this constant depression and obsession about people, you know, coming down to kill you or to destroy your property? Are you not going to defend yourself? Are you not going to stand up for what is yours and what is right?
So I personally am a fighter. So I'm gonna fight this. And yes, the probability of victory seemingly keeps declining, keeps getting lower and lower. But what option is there but to keep fighting?
But more fundamentally, I, for one, don't study objectivism, history, and economics just to fight. Objectivism I study in order to make my life better. And I think the purpose for studying objectivism is not to fight a political economic battle. The purpose of studying objectivism is to make you a better person. The purpose of studying objectivism is to achieve personal happiness, personal success. It's to gain a greater understanding of the world around you and a greater understanding of yourself, and therefore to live a better, happier, more prosperous life. So that needs to be the focus. And history I find interesting and fascinating, as I do economics. So it's out of enjoyment I do this. And they all have practical. You learn from history about what's possible in the future, about what is possible for you as an individual. So the purpose of studying these fields is not just to change the world. The purpose to study these fields is fulfillment and enjoyment and interest. So don't give up.